The CGT implications are as follows.
George is acquiring a 10% interest in the partnership goodwill on the 1st of September 2010. Paul is disposing of a 10% interest in the partnership goodwill on the 1st of September 2010.
As no adjustment is made via the partnership accounts, the transaction takes place at no gain, no loss, under Statement of Practice D12, paragraph 4. Paul's CGT computation is therefore as per your screen. The cost of a 10% share of the goodwill is 10% of £100,000, being £10,000.
The proceeds are normally 10% of the balance sheet value of the goodwill, being £10,000.
However, the position is complicated by the fact that George paid £35,000 to Paul outside the framework of the partnership accounts. This payment is treated as proceeds for Paul, in addition to the deemed consideration as per the previous screen. Paul's revised computation is therefore as follows.
The deemed proceeds for a 10% share are £10,000. To this we add the actual payment of £35,000 to give revised proceeds of £45,000. We deduct the base cost of £10,000 to give Paul a capital gain of £35,000. Entrepreneur's relief would be available to reduce this gain.
George is therefore deemed to have acquired a 10% interest in the goodwill on the 1st of September 2010 for £45,000. This is his CGT base cost.
There is one practice question to complete this session. Under SPD 12, paragraph 5, where there is a revaluation of partnership assets within the accounts, and this is followed by a change in capital sharing ratios, a chargeable disposal takes place at the date of the change, and the chargeable gain accrues to the partner whose share decreases.
In this example, we have a disposal by Valerie at the date of the change in profit share in July 2010.
Note that the gain takes place where the profit sharing ratio changes and not at the date that the partnership asset is revalued.
Valerie's proceeds of sale for CGT purposes are a relevant fraction of the current balance sheet value, that is, the market value of the asset at the date of the revaluation. Let us therefore calculate Valerie's capital gain on the 1st of July 2010. At the date of the revaluation, the shop was valued at £250,000.
As Valerie's interest in the shop is reducing by 15%, her proceeds are 15% of £250,000, being £37,500. From this, we deduct base cost. The shop cost £150,000 in January 1995. Therefore, Valerie's base cost is 15% of this cost, being £22,500, giving Valerie a capital gain of £15,000.
This concludes this session on asset revaluations within partnership accounts, and also concludes our three sessions on partnership capital gains.